And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 22nd of February, 2017. The birthday of the first president of the United States, George Washington, born in the colony of Virginia, 1732. His father, Augustine, died suddenly of illness when the boy was just 11, but his mother, Mary, remained influential in his life, lived to see him elected president of the United States. The day after he was elected, George Washington rode 50 miles to Mount Vernon to see his mother to tell her that he was going to decline the office, but she insisted that he go and fulfill his destiny. It was on this day, 1879, Utica, New York, that Frank Winfield Woolworth, F.W. Woolworth, opened his first five-and-dime store, a little one-room shop, about 13 feet wide, 20 feet deep, called his store the Great 5 Cent Store. Everything inside was only 5 or 10 cents. He sold gravy strainers, purses, biscuit cutters, candlesticks, pie plates, boot blacking, baseballs, pencil charms, police whistles. Woolworth was inspired to start his store when he was a child. He went to buy a birthday gift for his mother. He'd saved up 50 cents to pay for it, and the shopkeeper made fun of him for paying in loose change. And Woolworth never forgot that. Decided to start a business where customers would be treated equally, whether rich or poor, and you'd get all sorts of things for just a nickel. Woolworth's became the largest discount store chain in the world, selling goods that he had imported cheaply from overseas. He also pioneered the shopping hand basket. It's the birthday of the philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer, born in Danzig, Germany in 1788. A pessimist believed that happiness is an illusion, our desires can never truly be satisfied, and the only way to attain peace of mind is by maintaining very low expectations, that the nature of life is suffering, that we live in a dual universe, the one that we perceive with our senses and reasoning, and the universe as it truly is, which is unknowable. And it's the birthday of Edna St. Vincent Millay, born Rockland, Maine, 1892, went off to Vassar College, where she became a bohemian, wore men's clothing, loved to go swimming in the nude, moved to Greenwich Village after graduation, had affairs with men and women, lived in an attic apartment, Bedford Street, 75 and a half Bedford Street, 9 feet long, 6 feet wide, still known as the Millay House. A very successful poet in her day, gave readings all over the country, built herself a house in Austerlitz, New York. Here's a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay on her birthday, one of her most famous poems, Recuerdo. We were very tired, we were very merry, we'd gone back and forth all night on the ferry. It was bare and bright and smelled like a stable, but we looked into a fire, we leaned across a table, we lay on a hilltop underneath the moon, and the whistles kept blowing and the dawn came soon. We were very tired, we were very merry, we'd gone back and forth all night on the ferry, and you ate an apple and I ate a pear from a dozen of each we had bought somewhere, and the sky went wan, and the wind came cold, and the sun rose dripping, a bucketful of gold. We were very tired, we were very merry, we had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. We hailed, "Good morrow, mother," to a shawl-covered head, and bought a morning paper, which neither of us read, and she wept, "God bless you," for the apples and pears, and we gave her all our money but our subway fares. Recuerdo by Edna St. Vincent Millay. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.